Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're interfacing with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending December 3rd, 2016. Last week, we got a new champion. This week, well, I'll keep you in suspense, but I will say things do change. It all starts in fifth place, where 21 Pilots dips a slot with Heathens. If you've never seen these guys live, I have the next best thing. Hold on. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. 21 Pilots sinks a slot to number 5 with Heathens. This Ohio duo has acquired a reputation as one of the most dynamic live acts around. But if you can't see them in person, you can at least listen to their new album, titled Blurry Face Live. It's a triple disc vinyl set recorded on October 18th in Oakland, California. So far, no non-vinyl formats have been announced. All right, how long has it been since Ariana Grande reached the top five? Maybe longer than you think. I'll jog your memory after Side to Side. Ariana Grande is your newcomer this week, jumping three slots to fourth place with Side to Side featuring Nicki Minaj. Quick, what was Ariana's last U.S. top five hit? Well, it was Bang Bang, which peaked in third place in mid-2014. Nicki also turned up on that song, and both tracks feature songwriting and production from the one and only Max Martin. Is it possible that The Weeknd could someday work with Drake? I'll read the tea leaves after Starboy, holding at number 3. Look what you got. I'm a star boy. Look what you got. I'm a star boy. The Weeknd and Daft Punk hold in third place with Starboy. Rumors are flying online that The Weeknd may collaborate with Drake. Both artists hail from Toronto, Canada, and are fans of each other. Drake has taken to Instagram to show support for The Weeknd's new Starboy album. And The Weeknd told DJ Zane Lowe that he was open to the possibility of a collaboration. Most importantly, both artists have endorsement deals with Apple Music. After 12 weeks, the Chainsmokers and Halsey lost their Hot 100 title with Closer, and this week they remain in second place. How does Halsey feel about the demotion? I'll have the answer in a moment. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. The Chainsmokers and Halsey hold in second place with their former 12-week champion, Closer. How does Halsey feel about this? Pretty good, apparently. She went on Twitter to say, after 12 absurd weeks at number 1, Closer has finally fell to number 2. Thank God. I was starting to worry I was living in a simulation. Halsey also loves the song that knocked her out of the box. Ray Sremmurd and Gucci Mane make it 2 weeks at the top with Black Beatles. That girl is a real crowd please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like an old geese. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drink. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee. Ray Sremmurd and Gucci Mane make it 2 straight weeks at number 1 with Black Beatles. The members of Ray Sremmurd did not invent the mannequin challenge. They watched a video of high school students striking a pose and promptly urged their audiences to comply. Before you know it, Black Beatles became the viral phenomenon's theme song. So who will rule next week? Join me in 7 days and we'll find out together. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.